My dear friends, our life is full of challenges and problems. What is the advantage that the faith in Jesus Christ can bring to you? This is the series Christ. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to understand who you are and how important it is to trust in you in order to live our life and to live to its fullness. Help us to get closer to you. Everything he asks in Jesus' name. Amen. In his book, The Case for Faith, Lee Strobel reports the interview with Charles Templeton. Templeton in the past had been a Christian minister, but he left ministry and dedicated his life to attack the belief in God. Now, Strobel discussed some critical points in his history in this interview. The old Templeton offering an almost hostile tone in his answers, an apologetic tone, offered all his arguments against the existence of God. And Strobel reports that he changed the direction of the interview and thus the unexpected question. What do you think about Jesus? The change in the atheist's tone was dramatic. His voice softened. Suddenly, it was as he felt comfortable speaking about a friend. He was, said Templeton, the greatest human being who ever lived, a moral genius. In ethical sense, he was unique. He was the wisest person I've ever met in my life and my readings. His voice becomes embedded as if searching for words. This may seem strange, but I have to admit, I adore him. After more than half a century trying to convince and persuade others to faith in Christ does not make any sense, Templeton had failed to escape the influence of Christ. Yet another young man, Billy Graham, accept the call of God instead of Templeton and became the greatest preacher of all times, reached millions of people to Jesus Christ. The magazine His, dedicated to young American university students, formulated in a survey the following question. If you could choose one person in history with whom you would spend 24 hours, who would you choose? And the result, 86% chose Jesus Christ. And the impressive thing is that 46% of them said they have no connection with any religion. Powerful influence flows from him. Many times in life, we lose faith. With me, it also happens. My dear friends, we used to live our life with professional problems in amateur way. And Jesus ends up being considered just a moral master or a lunatic for other people. C.S. Lewis, an old teacher in the University of Cambridge, an agnostic converted to the Christian faith, correctly wrote with an unquestionable logic, defying those that want to transform Jesus into a mere example of morality. Those who say they accept him as a great moral teacher, but not as a divine, not as God. Lewis said, this is exactly what we cannot say. For who is merely a man and says the things that Jesus said cannot be a merely a great moral teacher? He would be a lunatic and would be on the same level a man who claims to be a boiled egg. Could a moral teacher lie to people regarding to what he was? If he was not God, he was a great liar. And so he could not have been a great teacher. Jesus clearly claimed himself to be one in nature and essence with the Father. Who hates me hates my Father as well. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. I and the Father are one. Jesus viewed himself as being God. This reference certainly indicates that Jesus viewed himself as being equal with God. He left no other option available. He received honor, adoration, worship that could only be accepted by God. Mary Magdalene, his disciples, even the Apostle Paul, everything is resolving around the question of his identity. Jesus Christ was the only man in sanity that claimed to be God. If Jesus was not God and was not moral teacher, then we can consider that he was a troubled man, crazy, for being a man claimed to be God. But what about his moral integrity, the beauty of his teachings? If he had been a madman, he would have been caught in one of another point of his teachings, and it didn't happen. He not only claimed to be God, he behaved like God. As the Canadian theologian Clark Pinnett observes, the sharpness and the depth of his teachings only support the assurance of his absolute mental balance. Could a mentality deranged person produce anything similar to the Sermon on the Mount that has for almost 2,000 years served as a fountain of inspiration, comfort, and guidance to men and women throughout history? Could such clear, pure, penetrating mind be seen as a sick and weak? Impossible. Auguste Cury said no one would be able to invent a person as Christ. My dear friends, understanding who Jesus is will give you strength, will give you peace to face all the problems in your life, to grow with your challenge, and to live life in its fullness. Do you want this? Jesus, my friends, gives us the solution in three steps. He said, "Who will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart?" The first step, pray. To pray without ceasing. So the prayer is the way we have to talk to God, to open our heart for Him. The second step, to read the Bible. The only way to know God is reading His Bible, His Word, my dear friend. We cannot have a relationship with someone we do not know, and the way to know God is by reading His Bible. And the third is to act. Love your neighbor. That's why the Berean Jews were more noble, because they used to listen to the sermons, they used to go home and check if everything was according to the Bible. And the third step, act. Love your neighbor. So we are here to serve people. And when we talk to God, when we know more about Him, our character is going to be changed according to His character. And we are going to be Jesus copies in this world, loving people everywhere we go. Who is Jesus Christ? The question was formulated by Himself in Matthew 16:13. Jesus and His disciples stood in the shadow of the Mount Hermon. There were 14 temples to bow, where the Syrians worshiped their God. A little further on was the deep cave, where it's believed that the god Pan, the god of nature, had been born. Herod had built a temple there in worship to Caesar, and discharged religious atmosphere. And Jesus, the itinerant preacher of Galilee, asks the question, "What do men say that I am?" But the four Gospels and generally the New Testament give testimony to the singularity of His person and His life. John 3:16 refers to Him as the monogenes of God, the only one of His kind, exclusive, singular, incomparable. His birth was contrary to the laws of death and grave. He lived on poverty and obscurity. His work was confined to the limits of a small obscure towns in ancient Palestine. And until he was 30 years old, he worked as a mere carpenter in Nazareth and confused the Jewish rabbis in the temple. His questions, his parables, his teachings challenged the religious leaders, the traditional ideas about God, shaking the powerful structures of the first century Jewish religion. As an adult, he governed the course of nature, calming the fear of winds and the waters, making his disciples exclaim in admiration, "Who is this that even the winds and the waters obey him?" He multiplied bread and fish to feed the crowds as no other monarch. He walked on the tempestuous waters of the sea, making them his carpet. His words and teachings were so impressive that even his enemies admitted, "No one ever spoke the way that this man does." My dear friends, I remember in the youth Catholic group many years ago, when I could say I started my Christian journey, I went to the Catholic seminar, and that weekend was the changing point in my life. I remember I prayed to God, "God, I don't know much about your word, but help me to understand more about your word, to share your love with other people, to share about Jesus with everyone as these young fellows are doing for me." In that youth group, I learned how to play the guitar, and the most important, I learned more about Jesus Christ. Changed completely my life, and this desire to do theology came from that moment. My friends, by any method of evaluation, Jesus Christ is the central personality of history, the most important person that has ever lived. The centuries passed, but the time cannot diminish his influence. He still makes cover on the famous magazines. The name of the philosophers, the politicians, the human leaders, the scientists, the dictators, the writers, the theologians come and go along the corridor of time, but the name of Jesus Christ remains forever and ever. The calendar is based on his birth. Gilbert Chesterton, talking about Jesus, said, "There is a man who lived in the East centuries ago, but now I cannot see a sheep, a sparrow, a lily, a crow, a sunset, a vineyard, or a mountain without thinking of him." Napoleon also said, "Alexander, Caesar, Charles Magne, and I have founded empires, but on what did we rest the creations of our genius? Upon force." Jesus Christ founded his empire upon love, and at this hour, millions of men would die for him. Those who find peace find life. Do you wanna have peace, my friends? Do you wanna live life in its fullness? Remember, or Jesus really was who he said he was, God, or he was something worse? Who is Jesus Christ? The New Testament does not leave any doubt about his identity. He is the incarnate God, the Messiah, the servant of the Lord, the good shepherd, the light of the world, the bread of life, the gate of the flock, the resurrection and life, the way and the truth, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, the only cornerstone, the water of life, our Passover, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the image of God, the Alpha and Omega, the morning stars, the lily of the valley, and the all-sufficient Savior. Amen. Such powerful spiritual force flows from him. His words reach us with outstanding impact. "Follow me" is his challenge. And to those who that obey, be them wise or simple, he will reveal himself in the conflicts, struggles, or sufferings. Through the fellowship that he offers, they will learn in their own experience with him. Herod could not kill him. The devil could not seduce him. Death could not corrupt his body, and the grave could not hold him captive. He never composed or wrote any song, yet he has served as theme for more songs than any composer. My friends, have you ever met a crazy friend who has heard the same sermon more than 100 times? I remember back in 2003, 2004, people always asking me, "Wouldn't you consider to be a pastor?" But I didn't actually see myself as a pastor, seeing the other pastors doing amazing things, and then say, I'm not able to do it. And then I moved to New Zealand. I was looking for different experience to learn a new language, and God blessed me a lot. I applied to the residency, but by the end of 2007, one friend of mine in the Kiwi Orchard came to me and said, Ishmael, you have to listen this sermon, The Incomparable Christ, Pastor Amin Hodur. So we swapped the MP3 players, and then I started listening to that sermon, and then I start crying alone in that orchard. That sermon changed completely my life, and day after day, I was listening to that sermon, The Incomparable Christ. And finally, I decided to do theology. Everyone said, you are crazy to leave Brazil, go to New Zealand, and then now that you are there, leave New Zealand and come back to Brazil to do theology. But this was exactly what I did in December 2007, more specifically on Christmas, I decided. When I arrived in Brazil, the leadership of my church invited me to be evangelist. In that group, we were doing many evangelistic campaigns, and we reached many people to Jesus. Amen. I did the entry exam. I passed in the 12th position, over 1,000 people who are doing that exam. And when I got to the university, I saw by the end of the corridor a man looking like an Albert Einstein. I didn't know Pastor Amin Hodur, but I knew perfectly his voice. And when he passed to me, my heart started beating stronger. And then I asked, Pastor Amin Hodur? And he said, my younger fellow. He used to say in Portuguese, and it was a great moment to study with him. A great man of God that changed completely my life. Well, that was an amazing semester. In the second semester, I had to sell books door to door in order to pay my studies, to cover a surgery in my knee, which I almost died in an accident, and also to do physiotherapy. After one or over a month working in Londrina, Paraná in Brazil, literally blood on my feet to walk and work hard during the whole month, and then I got just 5,000 in Brazilian money. Actually, I would need 18,000 to cover all the expenses. To get 18,000 in 1 month in Brazil, probably in New Zealand or United States, Australia, would be something like 50,000-60,000 in a month, let's say. As hard as to get that amount in Brazil, that's to get this amount I'm saying to you in those other economies. The doctor called me, Ishmael, are you all right for the surgery? All right, doctor, I didn't have the money. And then I pray, God, I did my best. It's all in your hands. And God started doing the miracle. Friends started helping me, my parents, and then I got the money to do the surgery. And what about the study and the physiotherapy? And then another couple came to me and said, Ishmael, we are touched by God to pay your studies this semester. Praise God! And then the final challenge, the physiotherapy. The church has one institution called Sevisa, the health center. And then I went there, the secretary said, write a letter, and we are gonna consider in our meeting. I wrote the letter, I explained my story, left the letter, went home, started praying, and after a few days, they called me. We approved your treatment for free. You can just come. Amen. I did everything that I could, and God helped me in everything else, my dear friends. You can consider him a foe. You can spit on his face. You can crucify him, or you can fall to his feet in adoration and call him Lord and God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much, God, for everything you have done for us. Help all of us, all our friends that are watching us around the world and myself, to understand that you are the only way, the truth, and the life. Help us to talk to you through prayer every day, to know more about you through the study of your word, and also to share your love, being Jesus' copy, to everywhere we go, to every people we meet in our life, everything we ask in Jesus' name. And remember, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.